Good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. In the studio today, making the long haul from the North Pole, Santa Claus. Looking forward to talking with Santa. By the way, our show today brought to you Oh for Heaven's Cakes. You know, there's nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods. You know, that's where Oh for Heaven's Cakes comes in. The best cupcakes and cakes for special occasions or maybe just a little treat. You know, they make incredible specialty items by order, or you could just walk in to find out more. And while you're there, why not enjoy some homemade lunch? Got lunch and soup with keto, gluten-free, vegan, and diabetic options. And if you're a business owner, maybe you want to treat your employees for the holidays, check out their monthly employee discounts. Oh for Heaven's Cakes on the north backside of the Grand Cities Mall, open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturdays from 9 to noon. Call 701-757-CAKE. That's 701-757-2253. Or go to ohforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. You know what? Be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins. Oh for Heaven's Cakes. Right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, before we get going, our phone number, if you've got any questions for Santa Claus. Our phone number, by the way, 701-213-0863. That is 213-0863. And before we get going, time for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. Why don't you ever see Santa Claus in the hospital? Why don't you ever see Santa Claus in the hospital? Because he has private elf care. Katie, the intern, what'd you think of that one?
I've never heard of that one before.
Private elf care.
I mean, you know, Santa, I don't know.
Well, let's see what Santa Claus says. You like that joke, Santa?
It's all right.
All right.
And Elfin is the one that takes care of me.
There you go. There you go. Welcome to the studios of Grand Forks Best Source.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. You know what? When we got the word that we possibly could get you in the show, because we know you're not going out in public like you normally would.
That's right.
We were pretty keyed up. We're really psyched up, but how have you been?
I've been doing really good.
Yeah, you and Mrs. Claus, are you staying healthy? Did you dodge the whole COVID-19 thing?
We've been very good there. We've been wearing our masks and watching out for each other as best as possible because that big night is coming up.
It is. And okay, I want to know, you and Mrs. Claus have been okay, but what about the reindeer? How have they been?
Well, they've been pretty good. Rudolph had a cold a couple of weeks ago. And his nose wasn't glowing bright. So we were worried about that because, you know, he guides me on the way. But I'm happy to say he's healthy now and he is shining. Wow, it is bright.
I was wondering, maybe you had the elves thinking about how to hook up some LEDs to the front of his face or something like that. But
hey, there we go.
You know, I always wanted to know, what do reindeer eat anyway?
Well, reindeer eat, you know, like hay. They drink water. In fact, if you look at it when I'm in Switzerland area and stuff like that, they typically don't leave treats for me. They leave hay and water for the reindeer. Blitzen loves carrots.
Oh yeah,
crazy about them. And Comet likes celery. Most of them aren't picky. And then, of course, Rudolph, you know, he loves apples.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty much vegan, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. That is good. Now, Santa Claus kids write to you all year long, and we are getting close to Christmas. Is there still time to write a letter to Santa Claus?
Oh, there's plenty time to write to Santa Claus. You bet. I got a lot of elves working in that department, making sure that everybody gets what we're looking for them.
Mm-hmm. I also want to know, have you got your list figured out?
I do.
And do you have a naughty list and a good list?
I do have a naughty list and a good list.
Okay, now I want to know, is Paul the producer on any of those lists?
Well, yeah, he's on that one of those lists.
He's just on one of them? Is that all you're going to give me, Santa?
That's right. No, I have to, you know, it's always, you can switch from the one list to the other, too, you know. If you do last minute good things, you know, it's pretty easy to move to that good list. And of course, there's a few people that at the last minute slide to that other list.
We don't want
to be on that naughty list.
So you can redeem yourself.
Yes, you can.
Well, that's good to know, because I'm not even going to ask you what list I'm on. I'm hoping that I'm on the good list. Now, I want to know, Santa, when you are traveling the world in your sleigh, are you going to have to wear a mask? I would imagine you probably wear some kind of a toque or something anyway, depending on what part of the world you're in.
I am going to be wearing a mask this year. Yes, I am. I just think that it's important. I hope people still recognize me, but I think they will. And
Yeah, and I would imagine it would help, too, keeping the soot out of the nose and the mouth when you're sliding down those chimneys.
Hey, you know, and the one thing, you know, up at the North Pole, wearing a mask this time of year, it ain't a bad idea. It feels pretty good out there. I would imagine, Johnny, here in Grand Forks, a mask feels pretty good this time of year.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does, Santa.
Yeah.
You know, you are in great shape. You have been doing this for so long. How do you stay in such great shape? I want to know your secrets. Is it like, are you doing planks? Are you doing Pilates? Are you, what are you doing?
My secret.
Okay, listen up, everybody.
Very simple now. Mrs. Claus, she takes care of me.
Oh.
She keeps me, you know, in the shape that I'm in. She makes me get out there and do some exercises, you know, and yeah.
I would think after eating, I couldn't imagine how many glasses of milk and how many cookies you eat on Christmas Eve night.
lots and lots of them.
Do you have a favorite cookie?
I do not.
Okay.
You know, you've got to look at it this way. I love them all.
Yeah?
And I get a variety. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you love them all, you get more to eat.
Okay. Do you ever get sick of milk and cookies? Would you ever like some, like, protein with some beef jerky or something like that?
Boy, that wouldn't be bad. But, you know, milk and cookies is in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, the kids in Australia, they leave me beer and cookies.
Are you kidding? They leave you what?
Beer.
Did I hear that right?
Oh, man.
Well, you've got to, it's summer there, and they want something nice and cold for me to drink while I'm stopping. You know, another thing is, most people don't realize, but sand is pretty much like snow. The sleigh slides on that sand. Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. So do you have to, like, wax the runners on your sleigh?
Yes.
And then probably have to re-wax before you leave the sand in the desert?
I do, yep.
You know, that's kind of neat, too, because Australia is a pretty big country and a pretty big population. Boy, Santa, that's a lot of beer and cookies.
That's right. And the thing is, I got auto-waxing.
Oh, just like push button or what?
That's right.
Wow, that is crazy. Have you ever, I mean, when you talk about eating all these milk and cookies, and I know you're in great shape, you ever get stuck in a chimney?
Well, it's been close, but no, I haven't. But I have to tell you, John, the crazy thing is some of these kids ask for things like one of these four-wheel drive cars that you drive around like dad's got.
Yeah.
Those are hard to get down a chimney, man. I've had one or two of those stuck. And then you know, it's kind of the most difficult presents I do is probably pets.
Oh, you know? Yeah, I suppose.
Dogs are fun, cats are fun, but then, you know, the snakes are interesting.
Oh.
And then I've had tarantulas crawling through my beard, you know.
Do you have to make extra stops then when you're delivering puppies and kittens and stuff? Because, well, let's face it, we don't want doggy doo-doo all over Santa's sleigh.
That's true. Yes, we do.
I'm guessing the desert would be a good place to stop for the kittens.
Yep.
Yeah, just a ginormous sandbox, right?
Exactly.
You know what? You got this all figured out, don't you?
Well, you know, I was born, you know, in 280 AD. So
yeah.
I'm fairly old.
Okay.
You know?
When we talk about you deliver puppies and stuff, I've got some more dog questions or a dog question for you, and we're going to get to that here in just a minute.
All right.
Santa Claus in the studios of GFBS today, and it's great to have him here. I tell you what, let Integrity Fundraisers help you. It only takes a little as 2 weeks, and they can help any school, sports team, youth group, nonprofits, help them all raise money for much-needed funds. They've got these very cool personalized water bottles and mugs. They've also got drinkware, barbecue sets, cutting boards, poker and golf sets, growlers, flasks, all kinds of really cool stuff that can put your name and logo on it. And you know, Integrity Fundraisers, they also support businesses in need of business cards, brochures, any printed material, the laser engraving, design, and they even do shipping. With over 300 clients, including Grand Forks Best Source, and $3 million raised locally, and over 390,000 students served, you know what? They can help you, too. Let them. Integrity Fundraisers, they're right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Call 701-402-2171, and let Integrity Fundraisers help you. We talked about dogs and cats, Santa Claus.
Yep.
Have you ever had a dog issue where you've came down the chimney and been face-to-face with, like, you know, Doberman or a Rottweiler? Or
I have.
A dog that's going, who the heck is this dude?
But I've taken classes for this.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I've taken classes with working with pets and stuff like that, and it really is not a big problem.
Do you keep,
I'm telling you what, though, a Doberman still scares me a little bit when they start growling at me.
Do you keep dog treats in the front pocket or in a sack anywhere?
Well, of course. They're just as important as the candy for the kids and
just,
the adults.
Just like when you bring your dog through the bank drive-thru.
Yeah.
They know they're going to get a treat, and they're looking like they're at the Dairy Queen going, oh, my gosh. Boy,
that's exactly the look I get. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
You know, with the COVID-19 thing, Santa, and I'm sure this is very hard on you. You haven't been able to go and sit in like the mall here at the Grand Cities Mall and take pictures and talk to the kids on your lap. And that's got to be a little saddening for you, isn't it?
It's very saddening for me because, you know, Christmas to me is about love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard sharing that, and it's hard not to make all those kids really happy and know they get a chance to see me, and yeah, so it's very hard this year. And it's one of the reasons I'm doing stops like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to get you out there somewhere, right?
Exactly.
What is the hardest country for you to navigate, Santa?
Saudi Arabia.
Okay, and why is that?
Just all of the sand.
Yeah.
And it's hot there and it's dry. And yeah, that one's a tough one.
I suppose you got to make more water stops for the reindeer.
Yep.
Yep. What's the easiest country?
Canada.
I was going to say, I bet you it's Canada, isn't it?
And, you know, Norway is pretty easy.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Is there a certain country that you really love, Santa, when you're traveling the world? Somewhere where you go, well, you know what? Next year, Mrs. Claus and I might take a vacation here.
Place to vacation. Oh.
I mean, have you ever had a vacation?
Well, yes, of course.
Okay.
I take a little time off in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Do you give the elves any time off?
Oh, definitely.
Send the reindeer off to pasture for a little while?
Quite a while.
Yeah.
3-4 months. You bet.
Wouldn't you like to go somewhere where it's nice and balmy with palm trees and beaches and ocean? Or would you rather stay where it's a little more like here and like the North Pole?
Northern Minnesota has always been special to me.
Yeah.
I like Colorado, too.
Yeah, Colorado's not too bad, is it? You get any weird smells when you fly over states like Colorado?
Yeah.
Rudolph's nose maybe glows a little brighter.
Well, and hopefully we won't steer the wrong direction after flying through that state. I'm telling you.
Probably eat more cookies. Wow. Oh. So the kids still do have time to write letters to you.
Of course.
And I know with the way your mail system works, I would imagine they could probably write right up until Christmas Eve night.
They can, and just getting that to mom and dad or whoever's taking care of you, get that letter to them so they can get it off to me to the North Pole.
And, you know, that's another thing when you talk about mom and dad, because I'm sure there's a few of the kids out there that actually do make the cookies and get the milk for you. But I would imagine a lot of them, that stuff is done by mom and dad. So that's something else these kids, you know, the kids out there watching need to be appreciative of.
Exactly. You know, Christmas is about sharing love and peace on the whole earth. So, you know, make sure you give your mom or your dad or your aunt or uncle, give them a big hug, laugh with them a little bit, and spread joy. And don't forget to be nice to the next door neighbor. You know, maybe you've got a next door neighbor that's kind of grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good time to go, hey, Mr. Johnson, put a smile on your face. Sure. Merry Christmas. Make them feel good.
Yeah.
We need to make people feel spirit. Good.
That's exactly it.
Got to get in it.
Let's hear a ho, ho, ho from you.
Ho, 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 ho. And that's all I got.
Ho, 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 ho.
You've got
How's that?
Good.
How's that?
Good ho, ho, ho.
Santa, have the letters been a little different this year? Because, you know, a lot of the kids, they're not in school with their friends, and we're all in this together with the COVID thing, but the spirit's still going pretty good for the kids out there.
It is, and one thing this year, I'm seeing a lot more letters not asking for stuff for me, but asking for stuff for people that don't have as much.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot more letters of not asking for his fancy presents this year and asking that if a few more people could get stuff, which is really, it's very close to my heart. It feels very, very nice.
I would imagine you have probably got some parents writing you letters this year too.
I do, you know, and everybody's trying to figure out how to get over this COVID thing. And we just have to work together, and everything will be fine. It will be fine. You got to look at it for how old I've been. I've been through a lot of bad things over the years.
Yeah.
You can imagine a world war, okay?
Yeah.
And how tough a time it was for people then. And I know it's very tough for people, and there's a lot of people who are depressed out there. But this will pass, and we just need to be happy and spread joy.
Exactly. You know, Santa, you have been doing this for an awful long time. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Claus, does she ever say, you know what, let's retire?
No,
let's take a break. Or is she into this as much as you are?
She's into this probably more than I am.
Oh, really?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
You bet. She knows, you know, she goes down with the elves, and she's looking at some of these letters coming in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she starts crying sometime because they just touch her heart so close. It is just really nice, her response on that.
You know, we've got a lot of people watching. And again, if anybody has any questions for Santa Claus here before, because we're lucky he even stopped in today. He's awfully busy. But our phone number is 701-213-0863. Santa, got a reindeer question for you. Do the reindeer, have they had any babies? And if they do, do they ever retire and maybe Blitzen Jr. or Blitzen the Third will take over? Or are they still in as good a shape as you are?
They're in very, very good shape. Yes, they do have babies, and they're both boy and girl, you know, reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had two that have retired.
Okay.
So,
but you've got plenty to take their place.
Definitely.
What about when your elves get too old? Do they retire too?
They do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Do you have like a foreman elf, like a head elf?
Elfin.
Okay.
Elfin is my head elf.
Okay, yeah. So is he the one barking orders at the rest of the elves or not?
He does, you know. you've got grumpy elves, and you got merry elves, and you've got every type. Elves are interesting breed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you know, with the deadline coming up, I would imagine there's probably a couple of more grumpy ones.
Exactly.
because... I mean, when do you actually start loading your sleigh? Because you have got a lot of stuff to haul, or I would imagine they might already be doing that.
Well, it's all prepackaged and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Got for a bunch of it. Of course, we're always adding stuff, you know, right up to the last minute. So they're working hard on that. And I don't get into that a lot. I kind of let them take care of me.
Yep. And they just give you the list and the schedule and the map? Or do you pretty much have the same route all the time?
No, the route is always changing. You know, people move,
you know.
I've had a couple places where I've stopped there and whoops, this is the wrong house. It's blasted his address, and then I gotta cruise on.
Yeah, and speaking of cruise on, is there cruise control in that sleigh?
Oh, there is.
And okay, that brings me to my next question. Maybe you've got it on cruise control because you have taken this route thousands of times, and all of a sudden, oh, there's a skyscraper that wasn't there last year. Have you ever had any close calls?
No, not like that. There was the plane in 87.
Uh-oh.
You know, that we kind of got close to. Well, they got such a wash behind them.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Because all of a sudden, we're kind of swerving around a little bit, you know, but everything's okay.
Yeah. When you're flying across the ocean, is it hard to make that long journey without refueling the reindeer, giving them, you know, their carrots and their apples and stuff, or... Is there any way you can do that? Like, does the Air Force maybe come in and help you out a little bit? Or are they just in that good a shape?
These are top secret things we can't talk about. You know, the military would love to have my secrets on how my slave flies.
Yeah?
Yep, and the reindeer. They've been trying to get it for years.
Well, you know, the military actually, they've been kind of tracking you for the last few years with the technology they've got now.
Yep.
And, you know, that just adds more excitement to it. When the kids see that you're on your way to the United States and it shows that on the television, that's when you say, okay, kids, go to bed.
Exactly. And now I just think that now that you mentioned that, that's something very important that we have to thank all of our veterans and all of our special forces, all the forces that are all over the world protecting, you know, the United States. And of course, there's forces protecting other countries too.
Mm-hmm.
But these people that serve, right? We need to say a special thank you to all of them over these holidays. And believe me, the people in the forces, they really believe in Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any advice, Santa, with this Christmas being a little different with COVID and all of that? Do you have any advice for the kids out there? What do they need to do to be safe and be careful during the holiday season?
First thing, make sure you wash your hands. Mm. That is the most important thing, you know. If you cough, you should want to try and cough into your sleeve a little bit. And then, of course, wearing a mask.
All the things you should be doing.
Plain and simple.
And I suppose it's a little easier for you if you got a cough or sneeze with all that fur you've got hanging on the old suit there.
Well, yes, it does.
Oh, boy. And by the way, thanks for bringing me the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Cool.
Can I keep it?
Yes, you can.
All right. Santa Claus, it's been awesome having you in the studio. And again, kids, there is still time to write your letter to Santa Claus. Do you have one wish for the world or one wish for Christmas before we let you get back onto your merry way?
Just that let's pray for a safe Christmas, okay?
Amen.
And let's play, you know, for getting over this COVID thing. We've got the vaccine now, which is a good thing. Let's just, you know, like I say, share your love, hug the people around you, you know, and show them how much you care for them. That's what moves our country, and the world forward.
Are you going to come back next year?
I am.
Will you find time in your schedule to come on over here to GFBS again?
Of course I will. On one condition.
Okay.
Very simple. You have to be wearing the hat.
All right, I'll make sure I keep it. And I'm going to ask you one more question before we let you go, Santa Claus. Can we get a major jolly ho-ho-ho out of you?
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
How about
and
that?
And Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Santa Claus.
And here's my mask that I'm wearing. See, it's got the infamous question on it.
Oh, yeah, naughty or nice. And which one would be you, Santa?
Well, what do you think?
Better be nice.
Hey, we know it's nice.
It is nice.
Thank you for coming in today.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, boy. There you go, kids. Santa Claus in the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. And we'd like to thank Santa Claus for taking time out of his very busy schedule to stop into the studios here. And we'd also like to give a special thanks to Forks Vacuum. You know, when you buy something, you want it to last. You want to get your money's worth. And that is why you go to Forks Vacuum. They are right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Forks Vacuum, your authorized Rick Carr and Simplicity dealer. And you know what? They can service any make and model out there. Forks Vacuum, locally owned and operated since 1996. Make sure you stop in for free estimates on repairs. I have been buying vacuums there and bringing my vacuums there for years. It beats the big box stores where they're not going to take care of you, all right? Whether you're looking for a new vacuum or need one fixed, stop by and see Bruce or Tyler. Forks Vacuum in the Grand Cities Mall. They are your authorized Rick Carr and Simplicity dealer. Call them up 701-746-7830. Folks, by the way, we're now on Amazon Music. Just tell your smart speaker to play GFBS podcast and boom, it's done just like that. And you know what? We want your 5-star reviews on Google too. And again, we're on like every venue out there. And now we are on Pandora. How about that? We are Grand Forks Best Source. We're a pure mist safe zone. We want you to all have a great weekend. Coming up on Monday's show, John Bernstrom is back, public information officer for Grand Forks. Hey, make sure you like us, share us, and tag us, okay? We're Grand Forks' best source, giving Grand Forks an identity again.